Today's report starts with the trial of Bernie Ebbers. The former CEO of WorldCom was back on the witness stand yesterday in his federal court fraud trial. Bernard Ebbers again denied any prior knowledge of the company's $11 billion accounting scandal. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Much of the testimony centered on Ebbers' finances. Ebbers has acknowledged that he borrowed heavily using his WorldCom stock as collateral, and when the stock fell in 2000, the bank threatened to sell his shares. If the stock price had fallen any further, prosecutors say, Ebbers would have been ruined, and they say that's why he was so anxious to conceal the company's financial condition from the public. But in his testimony, Ebbers insisted he could have easily sold his shares and paid off his entire loan, but that would have sent the wrong message to shareholders, and WorldCom's board barred him from selling. Instead, the board agreed to guarantee his bank loan. Prosecutor David Anders asked, "Isn't it unusual for an officer of a company to borrow from that company for personal reasons?" "It's terrible," Ebbers conceded, but he said WorldCom's board left him with no other option. Ebbers also addressed the testimony by the government's chief witness, former Chief Financial Officer Scott Sullivan. Prosecutors say the two worked very closely together and spoke on the phone all the time, which lends credence to the idea that Ebbers was closely involved with the fraud. But Ebbers said he and Sullivan weren't especially close and spoke on average just three or four times a week. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.